استغفر الله استغفر الله واصاله الطاهره لا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
One day Holy Prophet Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu
alaihi wasallam,
he was sitting, and then Hazrat Ali alayhi salam came over there. Holy Prophet told to Mawla Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali, do you know Jibreel alayhi salam is sitting with me, and Jibreel has brought the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you. Hazrat Ali alayhi salam asked, Ya Rasulullah, what is that special message for me? Holy Prophet told him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has conveyed his salam to you and also has commanded, Ya Ali, every woman 13th, 14th and 15th of every lunar month you have to observe fast. These 3 days are called Ayam-e-Bees. So as Salatul Layl, night prayer was wajib for Rasulullah, likewise these 3 fasts of every month were wajib for Ali ibn Abi Talib.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So fasting 3 days every month, 13th, 14th and 15th of every lunar month. Prophet said, Ya Ali, when you will fast one day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant a reward of fasting of 10,000 years. And whenever you will fast for 2 days, your reward will be for 20,000 years of fasting. And when you will fast for 3 days, then your reward will be 30,000 years of fasting. Hazrat Ali alayhi salam asked, Ya Rasulullah, is this fasting just for me or someone else can benefit from this? And what will be his or her reward? Rasulullah said, Ya Ali, anyone who will observe fasts, these 3 fasts, in your love and in obedience of you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant the same reward to your lovers and obedient people. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So we should try our best. 13th, 14th and 15th of every lunar month, because 13th Rajab, that is the birthday of our Imam Hazrat Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
And 15th is the birthday of his great daughter Hazrat Zainab al-Kubra salamullah alayha.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So as well as we are fasting, we are getting closer to our Imam. At the same time, we are getting closer to our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is anyone who is a lover of Ali, strive to follow his footsteps. The lovers of Ali does not mean day and night we have to say, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali. And whenever he is calling us for something, we should say, we are not with you. When he was caliph and his headquarters was Kufa, in one of his sermons in Nahjul Balagha, our Mawla has said, addressed to the people of Kufa, O the people of Kufa, what kind of followers you are? Wherever I am calling you for any cause, sometime you are saying this is winter and call us in the summer. And when there is summer, I am calling you, you are saying, no, summer is difficult for us to go out. You have to call us in winter. So what kind of lovers were those people are we are? So Ali, who was fasting 3 days every month, why not his followers should try their best to also observe these fasts, so that at the day of judgment we can say, Ya Ali, in your love, just follow your footsteps. We were trying to be closer to you. That's why we were fasting. We did not observe those fasts for reward, for anything else. Just in your love, just to follow your footsteps, we try our best. We should try to stay closer to our Imam. Asbagh bin Nabata, who was very learned person, a great scholar, and he was also companion of, sincere and loyal companion of our Mawla Hazrat Amir al-Mumineen alayhi salam. So when Imam alayhi salam commanded his companion they should leave, they should not stay around his house while he was injured. So this is the only person who stayed over there, and he got special permission to stay with his Imam. And when Imam gave him permission, Imam alayhi salam asked, Asbagh, other people have gone. Why have you not left my house? He said, O Amir al-Mumineen, I am thinking maybe I will never get other chance to listen to you. I thought this is golden opportunity for me to listen some hadith so that I should be able to narrate for other people. Imam alayhi salam hold his hand and ask him to sit next to Imam. And then your Mawla told him, Asbagh, do you know, when my Mawla Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sick, he was on his bed, and he was just passing his last hours of his life. I was sitting next to him as you are sitting next to me. He was holding my hand as I am holding your hand today. And then Holy Prophet commanded me, Ya Ali, stand up and go in the mosque and call the people and my companion and tell them my message. Rasulullah told Ali ibn Abi Talib, Ya Ali, go on the pulpit, but don't sit on that seat where I was sitting. Just one stair below where I was sitting. Go and sit over there and tell the people. And what was the message of Rasulullah? Rasulullah told two messages. One was, Ya Ali, invite the people, call them, and when all of them are there, tell them, curse of Allah is upon those people who are not obedient to their parents. This was first message. This message was very important. You know, someone who is going to leave this world, and at that moment when someone is giving his testament, his wasiyat, so those words are very, very important for him or for her. In those last moments of life of Rasulullah, when he gave that message and that was his last testament, he said, he gave two messages for the people. What was the first message? He said, Ya Ali, go and announce to the people and tell the people, your Rasul is saying, curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon those people who are not obedient to their parents. Number two, curse of Allah is upon those who are not paying the reward of those people who are working for someone. One of the companions stood up and he asked, Ya Ali, can you explain this message for us? Who are the parents or who are disobedient? And the second part, who are the owner and who are employees or workers? Hazrat Ali alayhi salam told them, whatever the Prophet told me, I have conveyed. What you are asking, let me go and ask Rasulullah. What he is, what is his opinion or what is his explanation for these questions? Hazrat Ali alayhi salam returned back to Rasulullah and asked, Ya Rasulullah, people are asking the explanation. Hazrat Ali alayhi salam when asked, then Rasulullah told, Ya Ali, go and tell the people, you and me, Muhammad and Ali, are the fathers of Muslimin. And anyone who is disobedient to Ali and disobedient to Muhammad and Mustafa, it means they are disobedient to the parents. These days, when our relatives program is here, their iftar is here, we are coming. Why? Because they are relatives, they are our parents, we are regarding them. But when nobody is giving personal invitation, nobody is thinking, this is Shahadat of Ali ibn Abi Talib and he is my father. If nobody is calling me, I should regard myself, I should go and commemorate and mourn the shahadat of my own father. Whenever there is shahadat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Did we come out and arrange a program so that we should commemorate the wafat of Rasulullah? Did we regard Rasulullah and Ali as our parents, as our fathers? So this was the first part. The second part, Rasulullah explained, Ya Ali, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told, La as'alukum ajran illa al-mawaddata fil qurba. According to that commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are the master of all Muslimin. And this is wages, this is salary, this is reward of my rasalat and your imamat and guidance. Everyone must be our slave and must listen to us. Anyone who is not listening to us, anyone who is not obedient to us, curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for all of them. And then Aswak said, when my mother finished this hadith, he was unconscious for a while. And after some time, when he again opened his eyes, then Ali ibn Abi Talib, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he said, he held his finger strongly, and then Ali alayhi salam said, Asbah, one day I was in the streets of Medina, and I was sad. Rasulullah did not tolerate that. It was difficult for him to see my sad face. He called me and said, "Ya Ali, I want to tell you glad tidings. Ya Ali, I want to tell you what is your status here and hereafter." Rasulullah narrated, "Ya Ali, at the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command to the angels to make a pulpit, to make a minbar. And then all people will sit and all messengers will sit. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command me, O Muhammad, O my beloved Muhammad, go and sit on the top of that pulpit. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command you, Ya Ali, go and sit next to Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Ali, at the day of judgment, that will be a huge and great pulpit and minbar. I will be on the top step of that minbar, and you will be one step down to me. And then an angel will come, and that angel will sit one step down to you, and he will announce among all mankind. And what will be his announcement? He will say, "O the people, I am here with the Jamal and Kamal and the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am here, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me the keys of paradise to give Muhammad Mustafa, and Muhammad Mustafa has commanded me to hand over the keys of paradise to Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi
salam."
And what is the name of that angel? His name is Rizwan. So Rizwan will sit one step down to Hazrat Ali ibn Abi Talib. And then another angel whose name is Malik, he will come and he will announce, "O the people, I want to tell you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me the keys of hellfire and has commanded me to give these keys to Muhammad Mustafa, and Muhammad Mustafa has commanded me to give those keys to Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. And now in front of you, as an obedient servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am handing over the keys of hellfire to Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam." Then Rasulullah said, "Ya Ali, there is no need to be sad. I can't see your sad face. Ali, you know what is your status here and hereafter. None of the people can be perfect in their iman until and unless they are accepting you as you, as their Mawla. And no one can go in paradise and no one can enter into the hellfire until and unless you are giving permission or you are commanding to the angels to let someone to go in paradise and to throw other person into the hellfire."
Narae Haidari!
Narae!
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Ye Ali ibn Abi Talib humare maula ka maqam hai. Agar chahte ho maula ke haath se بہشت کے دروازے کی کنجی لینا چاہتے ہو اور اپنے آپ کو جہنم کی آگ سے بچانا چاہتے ہو, ہمیں چاہیے علی کی عبادت کی طرح عبادت کو اپنانے کی کوشش کریں. میری مولا خود فرماتے ہیں, میں جانتا ہوں تم علی جیسا نہیں کر سکتے, لیکن کوشش تو کرو علی کے قدموں پر چلنے کی. لوگ یہ نہ کہیں جو بھی دنیا میں علی کا نام لینے والا ہے وہی نشائی ہے, وہی مجرم ہے, وہی بھکاری ہے, وہی زانی ہے, وہی شرابی ہے. علی کو بدنام نہ کرو ان جرائم کے ساتھ. علی علی اتنا بلند ہے کہ ہر قسم کا رنس علی سے دور ہے. جب تک کوئی شخص گناہوں کی دلدل میں اور رنس میں اور نجاست میں پھنسا ہوا ہے تب تک وہ علی کا محب نہیں ہو سکتا, تب تک وہ علی کا شیعہ نہیں ہو سکتا, اور تب تک وہ علی کے سخا اور جود اور کمال سے استفادہ نہیں حاصل کر سکتا. اگر ہم چاہتے ہیں مولا کے فیض عام سے اپنے دامن میں کچھ بھر لیں تو اس کے لیے ضروری ہے پاک اور طاہر علی کے در پہ جانے کے لیے اپنے دامن کو پاک کر لیں, اپنی روح کو پاک کر لیں, اپنی زبان کو پاک کر لیں, اپنی سوچوں کو پاک کر لیں, اپنی آنکھوں کو. آئیے مولا کے غم میں, مولا کی شہادت میں کچھ آنسو بہا کے پاک کر لیں. رونا آسان نہیں ہوتا, لیکن جس دل میں علی کی محبت ہے وہ کبھی برداشت نہیں کر سکتی کہ علی کے سر پہ خنجر چلتا رہے, علی کے سر پہ تلوار چلتی رہے, علی کا خون بہتا ہوا شیعہ دیکھتا رہے اور علی کے شیعہ کے آنکھوں سے آنسو نہ آئے. یہ کس قسم کی آنکھ ہے؟ یہ کون سا دل ہے جو علی سے محبت کرتا ہے لیکن علی کی محبت میں آنسو نہیں آتا, علی کی محبت میں وہ تڑپ نہیں جاتا, علی کی محبت میں وہ کانپ نہیں جاتا. وہ علی جو تمام جنگجوؤں کے سامنے سیسا پلائی ہوئی دیوار ہو جاتے تھے, لیکن جب اس رات کو مولا اپنے گھر سے نکلنے لگے ہیں تو درخت کی ٹہنی آگے آئی اور اپنے انداز میں درخت کی ٹہنی نے روکنے کی کوشش کی. زینب کبرا نے یہ حال دیکھا, مولا نے درخت کی ٹہنی ہٹائی, آگے بڑھنے کی کوشش کی تو بدخوں نے آ کے مولا کا راستہ روکا. زینب کبرا نے یہ ماحول اور یہ منظر دیکھا تو آگے بڑھ کے کہا, بابا کا دامن پکڑ کے کہا, بابا اس درخت نے کبھی آپ کو ایسے نہیں روکا تھا, یہ بدخیں کبھی آپ کو اس انداز میں آپ کے سامنے نہیں آئی تھی, بابا آج میں کیا دیکھ رہی ہوں؟ مولا علی علیہ السلام فرماتے ہیں, زینب میں جس طرف جا رہا ہوں یہ جانتے ہیں کہ کیا پیش آنے والا ہے, یہ چاہتے ہیں اپنے مولا کو موت سے بچا لے, موت کے راستے پر شہادت کے راستے پر نہ جانے دے. زینب نے کبرا نے کہا, بابا اب آپ جاگ رہی ہیں تو جب واپس آئیں گے تو کس حال میں ہوں گے؟ مولا نے اپنے امامے کی طرف اشارہ کیا, کہا زینب کبرا میری بیٹی ابھی میرے امامے کو دے, یہ میرے سر پہ بندھا ہوا ہے, جب میں واپس آؤں گا میرا امامہ خون میں رنگین ہوگا, امامہ کھلا ہوا ہوگا اور اس امامہ کے پیر تیرے بابا کے گلے میں ہوں گے. اے دادا رو بابا کو رخصت کیا لیکن زینب نے دروازہ نہیں چھوڑا. زینب کبرا رو رہی ہے, ام کلثوم آگے کہتی ہے, زینب زینب کیا سوچ رہی ہو؟ زینب کہتی ہے, بہنا بابا روانہ ہو چکے ہیں لیکن میں سوچ رہی ہوں, ام کلثوم وہ زینب جو بابا کے سامنے بات نہیں کر سکتی وہ کس طرح کربلا میں شمر کے سامنے بات کرے گی, وہ کس طرح کوفہ کے بازاروں میں خطبہ دے گی, وہ کس طرح شام کے بازار اور درباروں میں خطبہ دے گی. اجرکم اللہ اجرکم اللہ, خدا آپ کے ناسوں کو قبول کرے. اے ادارو ایک منزل آگے بڑھی, اے ادارو ایک منزل آگے بڑھیے, آپ کے مولا مسجد کوفہ میں آئے, ملعون نے حملہ کیا, ملعون نے مولا کا خون بہایا, قد کو تیرا نبی المومنین کی آواز بلند ہوئی,
کے لوگوں نے سنا, مائیں اٹھی, ماں نے بچوں کو بیدار کیا اور کہا میرے بچوں اٹھو, آج علی کی جیسی آواز آ رہی آج سے پہلے نہیں سنی تھی, دوڑ کے جاؤ, جا کے دیکھو تمہارے مولا پہ کیا گزر رہی ہے. اے دادا جوان آئے, بچے آئے, بزرگ آئے, مولا کو زخمی حال میں جب گھر لایا گیا اور طبیب نے دیکھا تو طبیب نے کہا جس زہر سے اور زہر بھری تلوار سے وار کیا گیا ہے یہ بہت ظالم اور قاتل زہر ہے, مولا کا بچنا بہت مشکل ہے, اگر ممکن ہو تو مولا کو دودھ پلاؤ. اے دادارو, امام حسن دروازہ پہ آئے اور کہا حکیم کہتا ہے, طبیب کہتا ہے مولا کو دودھ پلاؤ. اے دادارو, تھوڑی دیر گزری تھی, 200 سے زیادہ لوگ اور بچے آ گئے, چھوٹے چھوٹے بچوں نے ہاتھوں میں دودھ کے پیالے لیے ہوئے تھے اور کہہ رہے تھے کریم مولا حسن سے, مولا یہ دودھ لے جاؤ, ہمارے مولا بچ جائے. میں کہوں گا یا علی, تیرا تو ایک زخم تھا اور تیرے لیے کتنا لوگ دودھ لے کے آ گئے. حسینہ کبریٰ نے کیسے کربلا میں حسین کو دیکھا ہوگا جس کے جسم پہ سینکڑوں زخم تھے, حسین کئی دن کا پیاسا تھا. ماتم حسین,
حسین